Since my last report provided in May, the committee met twice on July 18th and August 7th. During the July 18th meeting, the committee received briefings on the following. First, a summary of OIG election mail work from Inspector General Tammy Hull. Ms. Hull presented the findings of the 2022 midterm election and the 2020 general election audits, as well as upcoming audit and investigation work by the OIG. With regard to the 2022 midterm election audit, Ms. Hull indicated that the OIG found the Postal Service to have successfully prioritized the timely processing and delivery of election mail during the 2022 election cycle, and was able to deliver 97.3% of identifiable and measurable ballots sent to voters on time. Ms. Hull also shared upcoming election mail audit work, including readiness for the 2024 general elections and performance for the 2024 general elections.
What about the 2020?
These audits are estimated to start in January 2024 and September 2024, respectively. Important updates on second item was important updates on key developments from the Election and Government Mail Services Director, Adrienne Marshall. Ms. Marshall gave a presentation on the 2023 National Postal Forum Election Mail Symposium, election official outreach schedule of activities, and a new potential ballot mail product. During the meeting, the committee requested to set up a separate meeting, which we had yesterday, to specifically discuss the pros and cons associated with the potential ballot mail product. During the August 7th meeting, the committee delved into specific topics of great significance, including the feasibility and utility of a potential ballot mail product. The committee members engaged in an in-depth discussion with staff and management, considering various factors such as adoptability, pricing, and operational risk. The discussion was aimed at thoroughly exploring the potential benefits and challenges associated with the implementation of a ballot mail product. After careful consideration and analysis, the committee reached a unanimous decision to continue the discussions on the feasibility and utility of a ballot mail product during the next meeting scheduled for October 24th. Our next meeting on the 24th of October will focus on the continued discussions around the ballot mail product, model contract language for election officials to use when selecting ballot mail printing vendors, and an update on vendor certification for mail service providers. This concludes my report, Mr. Chair.
Amber McReynolds, and she started off saying what she does. I started a little bit late. I'm going to stop this.